A. Characteristics of bureaucratic language.
A student shall not be eligible for a loan in relation to an academic year if he or she, A, has attained the age of 50 years before the first day of the course, B, has received another loan in relation to the same academic year, C, has received another loan in relation to another academic year which began during the same period, 1st of August to the following 31st of July, during which the academic year began. D, is eligible in respect of that year to receive 1. Any payment under a bursary or award of similar description bestowed on him or her under Section 63 of the Health Services and Public Health Act 1968, Section 2, the amount of which is not calculated by reference to his or her income.
Your request to demolish the garage adjoining your property is hereby rejected. Any and all appeals regarding this decision must be submitted to the undersigned by January 31st, 2018. No exceptions to the aforementioned procedure will be considered.
Some publications produced by companies or government departments are difficult to understand because they use language that is very different from everyday English. They frequently use words that are longer and grander than their ordinary equivalents. They often use a passive form instead of an active one. For example, normal service will be resumed as soon as possible, instead of we will resume normal service as soon as possible. They use nouns as the subject of the sentence when they are not necessary. For example, achievement of this module is dependent upon candidates meeting the assessment outcomes, instead of to achieve this module, candidates must meet the assessment outcomes. They use a noun instead of you. For example, customers will be informed of, instead of you will be informed of, or even we will tell you about. These words are more frequent in a bureaucratic context.
Work will commence in May.
The company ceased operations last year.
Property belonging to the deceased will be returned to the next of kin.
In the event of an emergency, call 121.
In the event of fire, the building must be evacuated immediately.
Tenants must endeavour to keep communal areas tidy at all times.
The developments will facilitate movement of traffic in the area.
Residents will be instructed what to do in the event of an emergency.
The project will proceed to the next phase in June.
We are currently attempting to rectify the situation.
Normal service will be resumed as soon as possible.